Oh, hi, Jane. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was calling regarding the payment, and I see that I think Sean had called yesterday, and he put that he thought that everything would be good by 4 o'clock yesterday, but we're still having the same issue.
This is Sean.
The other Local Splash employee that called you yesterday?
Busy yesterday. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay. Sure, no problem.
Now I got, what's in it? Riley? Is that from your department?
Riley?
Riley, I think she keep calling my phone saying that.
Oh, we have an Arelli. Yes, we have an Arelli.
It's as far as my Google guaranteed.
Yes.
I think she. So, 1 second. I'm trying to figure this one thing out while I'm talking to you on the phone. Just give me 1 second. I'll make the payment with you guys. Hold on. Just let me. Give me
okay.
A second.
Yeah, no problem, Gene.
What card do you have one for?
What was that? Yes.
What cards do you guys have in for?
A Visa ending in 5624.
5624. I'm going to try to verify that card now.
Yeah, it's saying insufficient funds for the 149, so I don't know if you can
catch it. Which card is this one?
Oh, you're just trying to find it. Okay.
It's a 5264.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Wells Fargo? Let me give you this card number now.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready
with you. 5571.
Uh huh.
2701.
Okay.
5191.
Okay.
7595.
7595. Okay, expiration?
927.
927. Okay, and the code?
828.
828. And you said this is the business card, so does it have the business name or does it have your name or both?
It has both, I believe. Yes, it has both.
Okay, excellent. That's the way we had it before. And is it still 6 Frank Road for the billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. Okay, I got the green light for you, Gene. Now, there was a note in here from yesterday when Sean called that you had sent pictures and they were never updated on the site. And then when he looked into it, he saw that we never received the pictures. Do you want me to show you how to upload them on the dashboard real quick? Or do you want to maybe email them to us again so we can get it updated?
I mean, I'm actually at the bank now. After that, I got to go to, like, pick up my vehicle. Is there any way you can send me the instruction via email?
Yes. I'll send you the login to your dashboard, and it's super simple. Once you log in, just click on the tab at the top that says Business Info, and that's the page that you can upload pictures from, okay?
Okay.
And then, of course, if you have any trouble, just feel free to call us when you're at that point, okay?
No, bro. Should I call back this number?
You could call back the toll-free number, the 877-635-6225, and that number will be on the email as well.
You got it. Thank you.
That'll take you to customer support, so anybody that answers the phone can help you. Now, quick question, Gene. The password is blank, which means you've reset it at some point. So if you think you know what
my
it is,
password?
No problem. Yeah, for your dashboard. So if I send you the login, you're only going to see the username. The password is blank. And that, if you think you know what it is, then that's fine. But if you're not sure, I can reset it to a temporary password just to let you in. And then you can change it back, you know, after you get in.
Most of you will be saving my phone, so.
Oh, it's saved on your phone. Okay, good. That's what I was thinking. I probably don't have to reset it, but I just wanted to ask you. Okay, so I'll send you the link to log in and the username, and then when you go in and click on that, like you said, it's probably saved on your phone.
No problem.
Okay, have a great weekend coming up, too.
You too.
All right, thank you so much,
Bye-bye.
Gene. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.